Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining us for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking car insurance. In a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about misconceptions about car insurance, upcoming with a representative from insurancequotes.com. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by a representative of OnStar, and we're going to be talking not only about all the latest and greatest features from OnStar, but also about preparing for emergencies. It's officially hurricane season here in the U.S., so it's time to take heed if you live in a state which could be affected by a hurricane, and we're going to talk about some ways that you can be prepared ahead of time. Telephone-wise, here we go. The telephone line is available to you at any time, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, lots of us have a lot of questions about car insurance. There are a lot of terms out there that are a little bit confusing, and there are a lot of misconceptions about common car insurance issues. And we have an expert joining us right now from insurancequotes.com, where she is a senior analyst to help dispel some of these misconceptions and tell us lots more. Let's all welcome Laura Adams. Laura, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been in the insurance industry?
I've been doing insurance work and writing about insurance probably since about 2007, 2008. But my work for insurancequotes.com has really been interesting because we dive into the data of insurance and we really take a look at what's going on with rates and what consumers are thinking and feeling about insurance.
And I understand you've done a whole lot of research on car insurance, and in particular about the costs of car insurance. And one of the findings of your research is that almost half of all Americans, 43%, incorrectly believe their income affects how much they pay for car insurance.
Right. We are seeing a lot of confusion going on with consumers about what really goes into their rates. And I think that if we can raise that level of awareness and people can really understand what truly affects the price they have to pay, they'll take more control over it and affect the factors that they can change. You can't change everything, but you can change some of the factors that will significantly save you some money.
Well, we'll definitely tell the folks about some of the factors that they can work on to get into a better place if need be to help on their car insurance premiums. But another factor that came up in your survey is that a lot of people believe that their employment status has something to do with their insurance pricing and their cost of insurance. Tell us about that.
Right. So typically your employment status, so whether you're unemployed or whether you're self-employed, really doesn't go into the rate that you have to pay. And so I thought it was pretty interesting that a big percentage of people, 36%, thought that that is a factor in the rate that they pay. You know, we found that people were pretty savvy about things like the driver's age. You know, they 88% know that that is a factor and that the age of the car is a factor, but they really seem to get confused about a lot of other things. You know, for instance, they, you know, 37% don't know that zip code is a factor, and that's a big factor in the rate that you have to pay for insurance. Some other areas of confusion that we saw were credit history. People really weren't clear about what's going on with credit, gender, and even home ownership. Those are all things that we saw a lot of confusion about that we can go more into more details about.
absolutely. Let's talk about the driver's education level. How is that factored into the mix?
Yeah, surprisingly, education level is a factor in the rate that you have to pay. And this is really just, you know, coming down to statistics, the insurance companies are seeing that more educated consumers as a whole are making fewer claims. So when they look at that group of consumers versus consumers with no education or very little education who are making more claims, they say, aha, you know, here's an area where we either need to reward those more educated consumers or charge the less educated consumers more. And so that's exactly what they're doing. They're adjusting for risk levels and giving those with higher education levels, those with, you know, let's say a bachelor's or even a master's degree, giving them a break on rates.
It makes sense in a lot of ways when you stop and think about it. Let's talk about home ownership. I'm surprised that that plays a role, but then again, it shows responsibility.
That's right. And owning a home, and that could be a condo, you know, it could be any type of home ownership situation, is going to play very favorably for consumers. In fact, we recently did a study about bundling insurance as well. So bundling home and auto, that's kind of a side topic, but that certainly does give you nice discounts. But regardless of whether you bundle or not, just being a homeowner is a signal to an insurance company that you have a higher level of responsibility, and in their eyes, statistically, there is a correlation there. So these are not just sort of beliefs. They can actually, you know, put numbers to all of these factors, and it makes sense for them from a profit standpoint.
I understand that the car insurance providers, of course, take into consideration the driver's gender. If you're a young man, you're well aware of the fact that when you're first starting out in your early 20s, you tend to pay a whole lot for car insurance premiums. And I was kind of surprised that only 54% gave the right answer when questioned about the driver's gender.
That's right. We know that young men, especially those under age 25, do tend to pay the highest rates. And that's because most of the accidents and claims that are occurring are for, you know, young men under age 25. No coincidence,
yep.
Right? So, you know, whether we think that's fair or not, and our study actually showed that 43% think that's discrimination. Again, it really comes back to the data, you know, it comes back to the numbers for an insurance company. And unfortunately, young men are paying a lot more, and that's going to get better, you know, as they get older, as they approach 25, 26, even age 30, it will really drop for them, and they'll see the rates get closer to females, you know, as they get a little bit older. But until that point, they really need to do everything that they can to keep their rates as low as possible. That's mainly keeping a safe driving record.
Oh, it's so true. And sometimes you combine the factor of being a young man and driving a sports car or high-performance car, you're really paying sometimes a huge amount for your insurance premiums. But it just goes with the territory. Let's talk a little bit about marital status. I wasn't aware of the fact that marital status was taken into consideration. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is pretty similar to the home ownership situation we were speaking about with responsibility, you know, and they do have statistics showing that marriage is a factor here. Those who are married are making fewer claims. So, you know, we do see whether you're male or female, being married is going to give you a lower rate than your single counterpart who is perhaps the same age with the same situation. So, you know, this can come up frequently as one of the discounts that people miss. Let's say you get married this summer and your insurance agent doesn't know that. You kind of forget to tell them or you don't even think that it's important. That's a missed opportunity to save money. You want to let your insurance company or agent know if you get married. A colleague of mine, that actually happened to her, and I said, hey, you really should, you know, let the company know. It ended up saving her $200.
Wow, what a great savings. We're going to continue our conversation with Laura Adams, Senior Analyst at InsuranceQuotes.com after these messages. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Live, the network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at Herbal Healer. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for joining us here today. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, including WFPA down in Fort Payne, Alabama. I want to say hello to good buddy Mike Wallace, the owner of the station, was on his Friday morning program a few weeks back and really enjoyed that opportunity. We're also, of course, live around the world via the internet at GCNLive.com, Automotive Radio Network.com. We're talking all about car insurance and car insurance research that is recently done by our very special guest, Laura Adams, who's a senior analyst with carinsurancequotes.com. Laura, before we go any further, why don't we tell folks a little bit about carinsurance.com, carinsurancequotes.com.
Yeah, let me direct consumers to our main website, which is insurancequotes.com. We're a bank rate company. We actually own multiple websites, but the main site that consumers can go to for a lot of research and education is on insurancequotes.com. And that's a site where consumers can get a lot of information for free. Quotes are free. So let's say you're in the market for a new car, or maybe you just want to shop insurance. Going and getting quotes on a regular basis is one of the best ways to save money. So perhaps maybe you make that an annual event or do it twice a year. It's a really easy, free way to make sure you're not overpaying for insurance.
And once again, that's insurancequotes.com, where Laura is a senior analyst, and we're talking about some of the factors that the insurance companies take into consideration when setting your insurance rates. And we already touched on the driver's zip code. 63% of the folks surveyed about car insurance correctly identified that as being a factor. And that certainly makes sense. I mean, if you live in a safe area or a more rural area, you're going to certainly be paying a whole lot lower rates than somebody who is living in an area which there is a lot of theft and a lot of bad stuff going on, Laura.
Absolutely. Not only zip code, but the state where you live, of course, plays a huge factor. Insurance is regulated at the state level, not the federal level for the most part. So every state has unique rules and regulations about how insurance companies can rate their consumers in that state. So, you know, for instance, in one state, they may be able to use credit as a factor, and in another state, they may not. So, you know, these all really affect the net price that consumers have to pay for insurance.
Laura, let's talk about the credit factor. The driver's credit history is definitely a factor, and actually two out of three Americans, 66% in your recent survey, are conscious of this. This is something that I was not aware of, so tell me a little bit more about the reason why the insurance companies are using this as a barometer.
Right. Yes, I was actually surprised that 66% did know because so many consumers don't realize that it is a factor. So credit history is playing an increasingly important role in insurance, both in auto and home insurance. And there is very close statistical evidence showing that consumers with better credit are making fewer claims. Those with poor credit are making more claims and more expensive claims. So insurance companies are really rewarding consumers with good credit with lower rates. And they do this by looking at the data in your credit reports. So they are looking at what's your history. Are you paying bills on time? What is your, you know, your debt balances? All of these things that go into our regular credit, they translate those into a special type of score that's called a credit-based insurance score. So they're looking at your credit, and they combine it with some other factors to rate you as a consumer. So it really is important.
Let's talk about another factor in this one. Most people are definitely aware of this. 84% provided the accurate response when they were questioned about whether or not the make and model of the vehicle played a role in your rate. And that makes sense. I mean, if it's a more expensive vehicle, you're certainly going to be paying a higher insurance rate. And certainly if you're driving a very high-performance vehicle, that also can play a role. As you pointed out a little bit earlier, it is a good idea sometimes when you're considering two or three models, whether it's a pre-owned car, whether it's a brand-new car, to call your insurance company or your local agent and get quotes on the different vehicles, because sometimes there can be a big difference.
There can, and we don't want consumers to be shocked, you know, by an unexpectedly high insurance bill. We just created a tool called the car shopping tool that consumers can find at insurancequotes.com. It's pretty handy. You can put in the car that you currently drive and then the car you want to drive and some basic information like just where you live, age and gender, and it will give you a really nice result. It'll tell you, okay, based on the car that you're looking at, your rate could actually increase perhaps by, you know, 10% or whatever percent, or even decrease by an amount. So that's a nice barometer to figure out, okay, am I looking at a higher rate or a lower rate if I do change vehicles?
That makes a whole lot of sense. Let's talk about the age of the car. 86% are aware of this factor. And again, I would imagine if you've got a brand new car, if it's particularly if it's using some advanced materials like you see today, aluminum, carbon fiber, stuff like that, that's going to play a role. Certainly, it definitely makes a whole lot of sense that if it's a newer car, it's going to be higher repair rates.
That's right. So the cost to repair or replace that vehicle if it's stolen is really, really important for an insurance company. And also safety ratings. So, you know, if a newer car has really good high safety ratings, that's going to help you. That will actually help keep the rate down.
The driver's age is something that 9 in 10 Americans, 88%, know that this is included. It certainly works against young folks. What about the other end of the spectrum as you get older, as the years tick away, if you're fortunate enough to be in good health and still driving in your 80s or 90s? I have an aunt who, up until she was 97, was still driving and actually was a better driver than a lot of 60-something-year-olds. But it's very individualistic. But how about the other side of the equation? Do older folks sometimes pay a higher premium?
You know, they don't pay as much as you would think. They definitely don't pay as much as the teenagers. They definitely don't pay as much as young adults in the young to mid-20s. And, you know, that may just come back to the fact that perhaps they're driving less.
Yeah.
Perhaps they, you know, they're not getting into proportionately more accidents because they're not on the road as much. And they actually do have a lot of driving experience, you know, behind the wheel at that point, which does work in their favor. So we do see that rates tick up slightly as consumers get into, really, they have to be above 65, really well into their 70s to tick up even just a few percentage points. But really, it's not a huge increase, thankfully, for them.
Yeah. Well, most folks at that age tend to know their limitations. If they're not comfortable driving at night, they generally do not do so. Laura Adams, Senior Analyst at InsuranceQuotes.com. It's been an absolute pleasure. Love to have you on again and learn more about the insurance industry from you and more about InsuranceQuotes.com down the road. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World is around the bend. I'm Bob Lott.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and don't forget that we're giving away some free samples of the very unique product called Wash Drops. So if you'd like a free sample, all you have to do is shoot me off an email to Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. That's the best way to get those free wash drop samples. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261. Well, Sunday, June 1st, marked the official start of the 2014 Atlantic hurricane season. And residents should start thinking about the storm season. Interestingly enough, I, of course, spent the vast majority of my life, all of my life, in Massachusetts up until a few months ago when I relocated down to Florida for the time being. So it's no stranger to me, hurricanes, although I've never been in Florida where they really get hammered by hurricanes. We got Hurricane Sandy up in Massachusetts, which was a very scary storm, but nothing like some of the storms that hit down here in the Gulf of Mexico and other parts of Florida and Alabama and Louisiana. Texas folks can really get hammered joining us right now to tell us about the latest services from OnStar and to talk about the kickoff of the National Hurricane Alert, to the 2014 Atlantic hurricane season being underway, is Mary Ann Adams, who is an OnStar subscriber crisis incident manager. Mary Ann, thank you very much. I so appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much, Mary Ann.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Ann. Thank you so much. We're having a couple of digital gremlins getting in the way, but I really appreciate you joining us live here on Auto World. I'm a big fan of OnStar, and you, of course, being an OnStar subscriber crisis incident manager, can tell us all about the wonderful ways in which OnStar provides great protection for folks in the case of emergencies like a hurricane.
Absolutely. Just think of OnStar as another tool in your emergency kit that you need to develop for hurricanes or any disaster, whether it be having one at home or having one in your car. OnStar, with the blue and the red button, we have the capability of providing you assistance before, during, and after hurricanes. If you're evacuating and you need assistance, routing assistance, evacuating from the area, we can help you with those routes. We can help you find shelter. We can help locate hotels for you. We can help find fuel for you. So I just want people to remember, if you have an OnStar equipped vehicle, that we are part of your toolkit and we can help you not only during hurricanes but any type of disaster.
That's wonderful. And, of course, many folks are familiar with the emergency services in which OnStar offers. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what happens when somebody pushes that OnStar red emergency button?
Well, one of the great things about OnStar is if you happen to be in a vehicle crash, the vehicle will call us automatically, and so you don't even have to press that button. The vehicle knows that either the airbags went off or there were impacts to the vehicle, and the vehicle will call us automatically, and it will give us the location of your vehicle, and let's just say you happen to be knocked unconscious or your cell phone went flying, we can contact first responders right away, and we'll give them the location, and we'll tell them what we know about the vehicle and the crash, and we'll send them to your location so that there's little time delay in getting first responders out to you. And if you press that red emergency button, whether it's because you're having a medical emergency in the vehicle or something else is going on, you're reporting something out on the road, many of our subscribers use that red button to be a good Samaritan and let us know about other incidents going on. We have over 200 advisors staffing 24/7 that are emergency medical dispatch trained that can help deliver emergency medical instructions to you if someone, for instance, is having a heart attack or maybe they're choking or something like that in the vehicle. We can get that information and help you walk through that while we're getting first responders to you. So it is a great lifeline.
It certainly is, and I'm sure over the years you guys have saved umpteen different lives. Have you any idea of the number of situations, the number of emergencies in which OnStar has played a major role in helping people through these tough crisis situations?
Well, every month we take over 4,000 crash calls on average every month globally, and that's about 3,000 just in North America. We take over almost 5,000 emergency button presses as well. And Good Samaritan calls are another 5,000 every month. So it's pretty significant. We also help people find their stolen vehicles. So if your vehicle happens to be taken, you can contact police or contact us, and we'll help locate your vehicle. So we do that on average about 300 to 400 times every month as well.
That's fantastic. Marianne Adams is with us. She is OnStar subscriber, crisis incident manager. If you have a question, the telephone number is 855-660-4261. And talking about the June 1st official start of the 2014 Atlantic hurricane season, I understand that you've put up some preparedness tips for folks that they can check out online. Tell us about that, Marianne.
Well, we actually work with FEMA very closely, and we have on our website, the Crisis Assist page, a link to FEMA and the things that you should be doing. So now is the time to prepare yourself ahead of time. We know that it starts June 1st, and there's actually been a hurricane in the Pacific already and a tropical storm that's impacted Mexico, and we know that it's probably just a matter of time before they start in the Atlantic. But you want to take time to develop a plan. And you want to know your risk. Are you in an evacuation zone or are you in a flood zone? And if you are, you want to make sure that you understand what that means. And you want to identify the best places to get information about a crisis or the weather, you know, including radio and TV. What are other ways that you can get alerts for your community? Most communities or a lot of communities set up text alerts so you can search where to get those text alerts online, and sometimes there are Twitter feeds that they're using as well. A lot of emergency management communities are setting up social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook. And you want to think about getting a weather radio, because and particularly one that you can manually use without any batteries. It can be hand cranked. And then you want to understand, how will you communicate when there's a power outage in your area? You know, you want to have extra batteries on hand. And I want to remind people that just because you're at home and your vehicle's in the garage potentially or in your driveway, you can still go ahead and use that vehicle to try and communicate with the outside world. You know, so just turn the vehicle on and press that red button and we'll try to connect you with your loved ones, or if you need to get a hold of the power company or something else, or first responders, still, if you're having an emergency at home, we can do that for you. So OnStar is a way for you to communicate, even though you may not be driving the vehicle. And then you want to plan, what is your evacuation plan? How are you going to leave the area? And I want to stress to people, don't wait to the last minute, because we know what happens when you wait to the last minute. Everybody is trying to get out of town, the roads are congested, and you're having a problem. The hotels get booked up very quickly, and you might have to look for a shelter of last resort. So please think about that ahead of time, where you're going to go, and have an evacuation plan in place. And then again, I want to remind everybody that they should be very keen. You know, make weather a part of your morning. Every time you get up in the morning, just listen to the radio and what's the local weather report, what's happening, and then stay in tune with the weather, and then listen to your public safety officials and what they're telling you.
All outstanding recommendations. Marianne, hang with us. We're going to continue to talk with Marianne about OnStar and much more straight ahead on Auto.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Marianne Adams, OnStar subscriber, crisis incident manager. We're talking about the kickoff of the 2014 Atlantic hurricane season, and you can get some great preparedness tips by logging on to OnStar.com and following the links there. Specifically, one more time, Marianne, where should they navigate once they get to OnStar.com?
Under the services link, you'll see Crisis Assist, and you'll be able to see additional links there. And really, all of the great information for preparedness is out on FEMA's website called ready.gov. So that's ready.gov. And they have not only what you should do during a hurricane, but what you should do during any type of crisis.
Excellent. Let's talk about something that you brought up a few moments ago, and that's the fact that if your home phone service is out, if your local cellular service is out, you can still quite often utilize the embedded system, cellular phone system and GPS system, which is contained within your OnStar-equipped vehicle, and that's just a huge thing to have that redundancy, that backup. And I would imagine that you guys have come across many a situation where you've helped folks out in, like you said, connecting people together in an emergency situation. If you need to get a hold of a member of your family and the normal means of communications are down, you guys can really save the day.
It's very very heartwarming to listen to those calls and be able to provide a service when people feel very disconnected from the outside world, or they can't even get a hold of emergency responders, and then they think, oh my God, I have this communication device in my vehicle, let me go try it. And if there is absolutely no cellular service, then OnStar will not work. But we have, you know, the external antenna and the ability to look for other towers. So, you know, a lot of times I hear, this is the only way I can communicate. OnStar is the only way I can communicate. My landline phone's down. My cell phone is down for whatever reason. So that's why I encourage people and try to remind them that this is another tool in your toolbox. And you've not only got the buttons that you can press where we can try and connect you to a loved one or something else, you've got the hands-free calling within the vehicle as well. So we can download minutes into your vehicle, and then you can make calls as well using that device.
And, of course, another thing that you guys can provide, which is just amazing, and that's kind of concierge-type service. You can help folks get hotel reservations. You can help folks with their evacuation plans if in fact, there is an emergency situation. But you do it on a day-to-day basis as well. You can help folks out make dinner reservations, or you can do a whole gamut of things.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually take over 180,000 calls on average every day, and most of those calls are for routing assistance or to find a destination to help people out. So that is part of our normal activity that we do for our subscribers. And we have two subscription plans. We have the Safe and Sound plan, which doesn't include the directions and connections in the routing assistance. But during a crisis, I wanted everybody to know that during a crisis, we're going to help you regardless. If you need a route, if you need us to download a route for you, or you need us to find a hotel for you or a shelter, we're going to do that regardless of your subscription plan.
That's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit more about the fact that, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, OnStar can actually help recover a stolen vehicle. This is just a wonderful part of the OnStar portfolio of features, and a great way to get your car back quickly, because that's the key element. I understand many times when a vehicle is stolen, if you can recover the vehicle within the minutes or hours of it being taken from its location, you stand a much better chance than waiting like you would normally and calling local authorities and your insurance company. But if you can get right with OnStar, and OnStar can do a GPS search, sometimes I would imagine you guys have turned around vehicles and found them in a matter of minutes.
Very quickly, as soon as we know that it's a legitimately stolen vehicle, we'll go ahead and start tracking that vehicle, and we'll help police. Obviously, we work with police directly because we don't want to put our subscribers in any harm's way, but then we'll give police a location of the vehicle, and they'll be able to get out there. Not only can we locate the vehicle, but let's say the perpetrator took the vehicle and they happened to stop, we can invoke something called remote ignition block. So if they went to restart the vehicle, they won't be able
Wow.
to restart the vehicle. And then the other great thing, service that we can do along those lines is to slow the vehicle down. So we know that police chases can sometimes end, you know, in serious situations or crashes. And so we can actually take the throttle away. The person driving the vehicle still has control of the steering and the brakes, but they have no throttle, and therefore, you know, it's much easier to capture them as well. And this feature, you know, has been used to help even find children that were abducted, you know, and somebody at one point in time rented a vehicle, an OnStar-equipped vehicle, unfortunately for them, but fortunate for the people mm-hmm. that they abducted, and we were able to find the individual that and the kids safely. So it's a very great feature that we offer in the vehicle as well.
That's great. When I was first introduced to OnStar, and I have to stop and think about how many years ago it was, I remember when it first came out, and it was a Cadillac vehicle that was given to me for a test evaluation from the folks at General Motors I believe it was somewhere around 1996, 1997 or so. And
when we launched in 96.
And I just remember being blown away with the fact that you guys could unlock a locked vehicle, that you could blow the horn on a vehicle. You could do all kinds of magic tricks. And nowadays we take those services for granted, but I imagine that there are many people listening to us right now, Marianne, that are not aware of the fact that you can do just that. If you lock your keys in the car, sometimes if the car is running and you have a situation where you can't get into it, you guys can come to the rescue.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know that we actually do almost 80,000 door unlocks every month? It's pretty amazing. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but we have an app for the phone, the smartphones, and you can actually unlock and lock your car doors from your smartphone now, and you can actually start your car from your smartphone.
Wow.
So it's a really great feature to use. But to your point earlier, that feature has been used because somehow kids, babies get locked in car doors when it's very warm outside. And sometimes pets press the button unknowingly, so the pets are locked in the cars. And so not only do you prevent damage from being done to your car, but, yes, that is a great feature that we have. And we do that very frequently.
Hey, let's talk a little bit.
It's a terrific.
Terrific feature. Absolutely. You got me excited talking about the app there because it reminds me of a friend of mine who is on the show here quite often from GM James Bell, and he was telling us that quite often when he's getting off an airplane and his vehicle is parked at the airport, if it's a warm locale, he can actually start the vehicle up and get the air conditioning going and be greeted by a totally cooled down vehicle. Or if it's winter time, the same thing. If you're landing in a cold locale and you can start up your vehicle as you're picking up your baggage or when you're getting off the plane, and your vehicle can be all warm and toasty by the time you get to it.
I know. That's awesome. You know, I didn't think about the air conditioning, but definitely. I'm from Michigan, right, in Detroit, and people definitely use that app. We had such a significant usage of that app for starting people's cars so they were nice and toasty by the time they got to their car. So, yeah, it's a great, great feature.
Absolutely. Well, I salute you and all the great folks there at OnStar who do such wonderful work. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And I've never been to the OnStar Center there, but I understand it's kind of like Mission Control.
It is. And if you're ever up here, we'd love to have you, and I could take you on a tour for sure.
Oh, that would be wonderful. In the meantime, if folks would like to find out more information about OnStar, and one thing we should point out, too, is the fact that not only is OnStar available in 2014, 2015, brand new General Motors vehicles, but, of course, the pre-owned vehicles, but you also have a system which can be installed in aftermarket vehicles, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a GM car, and that's a subject for another time. But, Marianne, thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of the program. My name is Bob Lawn.
Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.